Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. This is the home for the songs of the golden pop era, the big bands, and the great singers, too. Well, coming up today, it's our last dance, a third and final installment of the musical theme, Dancing Songs. And of course, we have the countdown, and this weekend we're heading back to May of 1947. So that's what awaits us over the next couple of hours, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we'll start on the countdown today from 1947. We have the 15 most popular records from Billboard Magazine's Disc Jockey chart. And we start at number 13. That's because they crammed three songs in the number 10 slot. All right, the record at lucky number 13 this week is Heartaches from the Harry James Orchestra. The Harry James Orchestra with 23-year-old girl singer Marion Morgan at number 13 this week, Heartaches, coming down from its peak of number 4. We're in late May of 1947 on Today Seems Like Old Times when the President of the United States is Harry Truman. And many historians consider that earlier this week, the Cold War began when the President signed the Truman Doctrine. Harry S. had grown tired of babying the Soviet Union and felt that an iron fist was needed to prevent another war. Already falling behind the Iron Curtain in Eastern Europe were Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, East Germany, Romania, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, and Albania. They'd started a civil war in Greece and had their eye on Turkey. The president wanted $400 million in military and economic aid to the two nations, but he had to convince Republicans in Congress to spend that money when they'd been elected to cut spending and cut taxes. So the president made his pitch to a joint session of Congress on March 12th.
It would be an unspeakable tragedy if these countries, which have struggled so long against overwhelming odds, should lose that victory for which they sacrificed so much. Collapse of free institutions and loss of independence would be disastrous, not only for them, but for the world. Discouragement and possibly failure would quickly be the lot of neighboring peoples striving to maintain their freedom and independence. Should we fail to aid Greece and Turkey in this fateful hour, the effect will be far-reaching to the West as well as to the East. We must take immediate and resolute action.
Congress approved the money, but no military forces, and the President signed the act earlier this week on May 22nd. And on the countdown this week, at number 12, the Denning Sisters, My Adobe Hacienda.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Oh, cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Soft as it stars in the strum of guitars, make every evening seem so sweet in my adobe hacienda, where life and love are more complete.
Wichita, Kansas, Gene and Ginger Denning and Jane Bundeson, the Denning Sisters. Regulars on the National Barn Dance, they've got their first hit, My Adobe Hacienda. That would reach number 9, and the ladies were backed up by the Art Van Dam Quintet. It's late May 1947 on Today Seems Like Old Times, where we've got some new reading material. There's Gentleman's Agreement by Laura Hobson and Lydia Bailey by Kenneth Roberts. For nonfiction, there's Peace of Mind with Joshua Liebman and Inside USA from John Gunther. Don't have time for a book? Well, we'll check out the funnies this weekend and check out the adventures of Nancy and Joe Palooka, also Steve Roper and Wahoo, Dottie Dripple, Freckles and his friends, Ella Senders and Jane Arden. And I'm also reading in the paper this weekend that hospitals soon will be overflowing with youngsters waiting for tonsillectomies. The idea is to get the tonsils out before swimming season and to prevent sore throats all summer long. The situation, though, has reached the point where it's almost a fad. Some moms are bringing in kids who've had no trouble with their tonsils, and that's putting a lot of stress on doctors and nurses. And this weekend, the Shriners are headed for Atlantic City. That's where they'll have the 73rd Imperial Council sessions. And we're back on the countdown from this weekend at 47, and coming in at number 11, it's another newcomer to the charts. This is Frankie Lane.
To spend one night with you in our old rendezvous, and reminisce with you. That's my desire, to meet where gypsies play down in some dim cafe and dance till break of day. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine. I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine, to hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go. Sherry, I love you so. You're my desire. To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go. Sherry, I love you so. You're my desire. You're my desire.
Boy, big things are coming for Chicago native Frankie Lane. It's taken him a while to get to the national scene. He's 34 years old. He had recorded for a few minor labels and had picked up a small following on the West Coast, but late last year, Hoagie Carmichael heard him singing at a club in L.A., and that led to a record deal with Mercury. And for his first recording session, picked up a song from the early 30s called That's My Desire. He made it to number 3 on the R&B charts, and now he has the country's 11th most popular record, accompanied by Manny Klein's All-Stars. It would climb to number 4, spending 25 weeks on the charts and become a gold record. Now, the day before he recorded the song, he was $7,000 in debt. And his first royalty check took care of all those debts, except for one. Perry Como made a loan to Frankie back when both singers were struggling, and refused to let him pay it back.
When you share Roma wine with family or friends, you enjoy fuller bouquet, richer body, and better taste. Yes, Roma wine gives you more enjoyment for your money. An extra dividend of taste pleasure in every sip. To make absolutely sure that Roma wines taste better, Roma selects from California's choicest grapes. Then, with centuries-old skill and winemaking resources unmatched in America, Roma master vintners guide this grape treasure unhurriedly to tempting taste perfection. These choice wines are placed with mellow Roma wines of years before. And from these reserves, the world's greatest reserves of fine wines, Roma later selects for your pleasure. Tomorrow night with dinner, enjoy the superiority, the better taste of Roma California Burgundy or Sauterne. Discover for yourself why more Americans enjoy Roma than any other wine. That's R-O-M-A, Roma, your best buy in good taste.
That's right. Make it Roma wines for your get-together this weekend. Well, here's a bonus record from this week in 1947. It's not on the radio chart, but it is the latest from the Mills Brothers.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo who sang a sort of Indian idaho to the people passing by. The pinto spent his time a-swishing flies, and the Navajo watched the lazy skies, and very rarely did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track,
They were swishing, not a looking. Toot, toot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hearty-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto, a pony, and a Navajo, who used to bake friolis and cornmeal dough for the people passing by. They thought that they would make some easy bucks by washing their frijoles in Duz and Lux. A pair of very conscientious clucks to the people passing by. Then they took this cheap vacation. The shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle. Toot, toot. They're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, the beans go to sleep and then there ain't no dough for the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking. Toot, toot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo.
Not among the most played radio records, but it's at number 9 on the sales chart. The Mills Brothers, Across the Alley from the Alamo. That would reach number 2, making it their biggest hit in 3 years. It's May of 1947, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's part 3 of the musical theme, Dancing Songs. So let's put our best foot forward one more time. And we take to the floor for Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra for Dancers Only. From 1937, Jimmy Lunsford's orchestra for Dancers Only. a tune written and arranged by Cy Oliver, who was a trumpet player with the Lunsford Outfit at the time, and I believe the trumpet solo there was by Eddie Tompkins. Well, many of the dancing songs that we've played over the last few weeks were either introduced or made popular by Fred Astaire, but we've yet to hear from the man himself. So let's correct that right now with Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Cheek to Cheek, written by Irving Berlin and introduced by Fred Astaire for the motion picture Top Hat in 1935. And for the commercial recording, Fred was backed up by the Leo Reisman Orchestra, and it was an 11-week number one hit. Well, of course, the song has been covered by everybody over the years, as has our next dancing number, but it will always belong to Julie Andrews.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight, not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done. Never know what made it so exciting, why all at once my heart took flight.
ought to be in bed.
You could have died.
You're tired out.
It must be dead.
You could have died.
Your face is drawn.
Your eyes are red. Now say goodnight. Please turn out the light. Please, it's really time for you to be in bed.
I could have spoken.
To come along. Do as you're told. Or Mrs. Pierce is apt to stir. You're up too late. This picture is fate. Miss, you catch a cold.
Andrews, I Could Have Danced All Night, in her role as Eliza Doolittle in the musical My Fair Lady from 1956, written by Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner. It's another weekend of swing and sway on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back 79 years to May of 1947. And disasters have been in the headlines this spring. On March 25th, a coal mine explosion in Centralia, Illinois killed 111 miners. On April 9th, multiple tornadoes strike Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, killing 181 people and injuring 970 others. Just 1 week later, April 16th, the Lone Star State is struck with another tragedy in the Gulf Coast town of Texas City. That morning, a cargo ship, the SS Grand Camp, caught on fire. Sightseers came to the dock to watch what they thought was a ship filled with grain, and they marveled at the beautifully orange-colored flames. Well, the ship's cargo was not filled with grain, but rather ammonium nitrate, which soon led to a tremendous explosion. It registered as an earthquake in Denver, 900 miles away, created a tidal wave that washed a barge into a parking lot. Two planes circling above the ship were blasted from the sky. Debris punctured chemical storage tanks, creating an even larger inferno. And a second ship caught fire and exploded that night. 581 people were killed, more than 3,000 injured, and 20 city blocks were destroyed. And those were some of the unfortunate headlines from the spring of 1947. And now we're back to the countdown. And on the Billboard Disc Jockey chart this week, three songs were jammed into the number 10 position, including this one from the Sam Donahue Orchestra, My Melancholy Baby.
Thank you.
29-year-old saxophonist from Detroit, Sam Donahue, who played with Gene Krupa, Harry James, Benny Goodman, then took over Artie Shaw's Navy Band. And he has his own band now, coming down after peaking at number 5, My Melancholy Baby, at number 10 this week in 1947. He also has one of the other records tied at number 10, with vocals by Bill Lockwood, I Never Knew.
I never knew that rose is blue, or if skies were blue or gray. I never knew when breezes blew what a summer breeze could say.
Sam Donahue was a radio artist. The DJs loved him, and so did the listeners. All of his hits charted on the radio survey. None ever made it on the jukebox or the sales chart. And his band's never been more popular. There with Bill Lockwood and the Blue Hughes, I Never Knew. On its way up to number 2, that would be the orchestra's biggest hit. Here's the third and final of the trio tied at number 10 this week. It's the Charlie Spivak Band with Tommy Mercer singing Linda.
Go to sleep, I never count cheap. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the loving I've missed. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break I'll make Linda mine. With one lucky break I'll make Linda mine.
Great trumpeter Charlie Spivak with his orchestra, and Linda with Tommy Mercer's vocals, in a three-way tie at number 10 this week in 1947. That topped out at number 5. And it's part of our reminiscing of 79 years gone by on This Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 79 years to May of 1947. Let's turn on the old Crosley and see what's coming over the airwaves. New shows since the start of the year, The Amazing Mr. Malone and The Greatest Story Ever Told. There's Family Theater, The Big Story, and My Friend Irma.
Jane! What?
Are you angry at me?
How could I be, darling? You were thinking, and whenever that happens, we have to be satisfied with pot luck.
Kathy Lewis and Marie Wilson from My Friend Irma. Well, what else are we listening to? On the weekends, we like The Quiz Kids, Counter Spy, Carmen Cavallaro, and The Shadow. In the mornings, it's The Breakfast Club on ABC with Don McNeil, then Breakfast in Hollywood with Tom Brenneman. At noon, Kate Smith Speaks, and the soap operas When a Girl Marries, The Right to Happiness, and Portia Faces Life. Then in primetime, Saturday night, it's Judy Canova. Sunday night is dominated by NBC with Jack Benny, Phil Harris and Alice Faye, Bergen and McCarthy, and The Fred Allen Show.
How do you feel about Mr. Hoover's theory that all presidents go fishing to get away from it all?
I ain't never been president, son. Yes, that is.
The way things are going, you may be, Senator, for you know.
I wouldn't know where a president goes.
Well, naturally.
Yeah, but son, when my burdens get too heavy.
Yes.
When my mind is muddled and my swallowtail is dragging.
Yes.
There's one place in Washington I can go. There I can lay me down with my brothers and join the big community sleep.
Well, where is this big sleep going on?
In the Senate. So long, John. So long.
Kenny Delmar playing Senator Claghorn on The Fred Allen Show. And at the top of the ratings this year, a tie for the number one spot, back-to-back on Tuesday night on NBC, Fibber McGee and Molly and Bob Hope. And we hear Frank Sinatra every Saturday night on Your Hit Parade. The regular female vocalist is Doris Day. And neither really are right for the show. The arrangements just don't fit their style. Something a little more like Frank is record number 9.
I believe in wishing wells, and I also believe in a lot of things, things the daisy tells. I believe that a four-leaf clover brings lots of luck, lots of joy, lots of happiness. I believe those things. And when it's Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because I believe that dreams come true. If you wish for the dream by the wishing well, don't tell the wish or you'll break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe. Thank you. Christmas, I believe in Santa Claus. Why do I believe? I guess that I believe because I believe that dreams come true. If you wish for the dream by wishing well, don't you tell the wish or you'll break the spell. It may sound naive, but that's what I believe.
Thirty-one-year-old Frank Sinatra and the Axel Stordahl Orchestra, I Believe, at number 9 on the radio airplay charts this weekend in 1947. It would peak at number 5. Here's another bonus hit from this weekend. Here are the Harmonicats with Peg of My Heart. Led by Jerry Murad, those are the Harmonicats and their soon-to-be number one smash hit, Peg of My Heart. That was in the top 10 of the sales survey this weekend in 1947. All right, let's get back to our musical theme now of dancing songs. And there have been lots of waltzes over the years, including the Tennessee Waltz. Of course, it was a big smash for Patti Page, but this version is done by Eva Cassidy.
I was dancing with my darling to the tenor. Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend happened to meet, I introduced her to my darling, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. I know now just what I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing what I night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Oh, the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
That's Eva Cassidy and the Tennessee Waltz. Released in 2002 on the album Imagine, which came 6 years after her death. Well, we change the tempo now and the dance style as well for Samba Dior Fu. Here's Cal Chater. Vibraphonist Cal Chater and his combo there from 1965, Samba Dior Fu. Another of our dancing numbers for this third and final week, which we'll have more of after the break. And also coming up in hour number two, more of the big hits from this week in 1947 on Seems Like Old Times.